Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, your host. I am delighted to be here, and I thank all of you for being out there listening, and I know that I have a lot of really dedicated listeners who come in quite frequently to either listen to us live and call in or listen to the archives, and I thank all of you for that. I made a little change in gear, so to speak, going in a little different path today, because I wanted to discuss some information that is in a very remarkable document that I received from 13 masters that has to do with healing. It's called Chaos Before Creation, A Cosmic Fire Dance. And the reason that I wanted to discuss some of these elements in this particular book is if you listen to yesterday's show on Saturday when I worked with Charlene, or some of the other Saturdays that I've worked with Charlene McNeil, you know that one of the things that we do is clear the energy body. It's one of the subtle bodies that's next to the physical body, and that would be the energetic, emotional body. She calls it programming the field. Yes, she does that. And I do believe a very important clearing that is stuck energy from past lifetimes. And I was, you know, you've got to reread these books once in a while because there's so much information in there that you just can't absorb it all on the first time. And there's an appendix in the back of this book that is working on health problems from an energetic point of view. And these are some of the things I wanted to discuss today. When I took down the information originally several years ago, I really hadn't begun the clearing of my energy body with regards to the emotion of fear. Well, we have a new caller. Your name, please.
Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, dear. What can we do for you?
I'm coming up with a lot of big changes coming my way.
Aren't we all?
Yes, and finally some good ones for everybody.
Yeah.
Which is even better.
Yeah, some are good, some are challenges, but they're all interesting, aren't they?
Yes, I guess to test us to see how well we do for the good stuff coming after.
Oh, sort of like getting a report card grade, huh?
Yes, getting report say, oh, you did well in this. Okay, we'll give you something good since we did something bad, but you turned out very well in this one.
I like your perception. You must have children, huh, Renee?
No, I'm planning on adopting.
Oh,
yeah.
The reason that I said that is this is how usually we treat our kids. You know, you did very well with this. We're going to give you a reward.
That's what I do. Well, I praise, like, all children that come into my path and all animals.
Uh-huh.
And so they want to be around me, and I like being around them. They say, okay, I did something I shouldn't have done, but I'm not going to do it anymore because she didn't treat me that way. She treated me a little bit different than most of the other people do. So
you
I'm
sound
going to
like
be
a
nice
very,
with her.
You sound like a very loving soul, dear.
Oh, so, thank you.
What can we help you with?
There's like travel coming, health, everything. Do you see any directions I should go or anything specifically you'd pick up that would be really beneficial for me to do? Or
wait, I kind of lost a little bit when you were explaining what your challenge was at this moment. What is the challenge?
My challenge is my health because... I feel it's going in the right direction. I'm asking for guidance from up above so they can help me and clearing some of the blocks in me so I can get very clear guidance so that I can run around.
Clearing the what in you? I missed that word.
Clearing so I can get very clear guidance so I can run around again and do what I'm supposed to be doing and what I want to do.
Okay, you have a health issue. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is you're looking for guidance. What, you know, it's interesting that you called, because one of the things that I was going to be talking about today was the different emotions that we have suffered either in the present or in the past lifetimes, how it affects our health challenges today. Have you ever listened to our show on Saturday?
No. Not, this is the first time.
Oh,
okay. I heard about the phone number because I don't have a computer, and I'm saying, oh, well, sometime at the end of this year I'm getting one because I'm missing out on a lot of good shows.
Oh, yes. Are you not? Renee, there has been a lot in the spiritual tradition about going within. You know, Jesus said this quite a bit, to go within and seek the Father. There is something deeper to that that he meant, that we really, there's a deeper mystery to that. Yes, you go within, you seek the Father, but going within, you also reach the higher mind, our higher self, and that is sort of like a doorway that goes to all of the experiences of our soul. This is where we really get the guidance. Now, we receive inspiration from God, of course. We receive inspiration from our guides that we have around us, our angels. We all have at least one guardian angel, and I'm being told now that in your case, you have two guardian angels. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, well, gee, I'm really privileged to have two guardian angels. But
yes.
I want to tell you, the more guardian angels that one has means we have more responsibility. So
right, and more crap being thrown
at
us.
Yeah, you had your hand up. You said, I'll volunteer to do that. So they said, well, this lady needs two angels.
Well, then they better think about sending me about 10 to 22.
So we get our inspiration from many sources, but as I said, God does inspire us, and especially when we cooperate with God, God sends the love. We feel God's love more intensely. But one of the big reasons to go within and search for the higher mind is that has all of our soul experiences, and it also has our mission. Do you know what your mission is?
I know some things I'm supposed to do, but
pick
up something else, but I know some things I'm supposed to do because I've always wanted to do them, and I still do, so I know some of those things are true.
Okay, so what do you think your mission is right now?
One, I'm a healer.
Okay.
And I've been since I was much, much younger. I also give good advice to everybody else. Need to take my own sometimes.
Don't we all?
Yes. Sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't. That's why we have to clear the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to show people sometimes some people are going in the wrong direction or they're following and it's not the truth. And I feel I'm supposed to show them because I don't usually believe that anyway, and I thought I would change when I got older, but that didn't happen.
Well, what
I just
I'm going
got
to,
stronger on that.
The reason that I asked you, Renee, is number one, I think you are awakening right now to this mission that you came down to do, and your soul is prompting you to seek this advice. What I'm planning on doing for you is going to the Akashic Records, get some information for you as far as your mission. But before I do that, let me ask you a question. You believe that you're a healer. What kind of healing are you working with right now? Do you do Reiki or some other discipline?
I don't do anything. I just, years ago, I went to a class and somebody, everybody was putting their hands on people at helping them heal some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt the heat from my hands. I tried it on myself. I never felt anything. And they
actually,
said it helped
it does
them.
Happen that way, dear. let me explain something to you. When you put your hands on yourself, if you're working through exchange, the human touch, you don't always feel the warmth in your own hands, but other people do. So I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Oh, okay.
Because you were not feeling the warmth from your hands does not mean that it wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
When other people tell you that they feel this energy exchange, believe them. It is there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, I understand. This has gone on since I was much younger.
Yeah,
because, so I understand it.
Yeah, because you're not feeling the warmth doesn't mean that you're failing in some way. Let me, so you haven't heard this before. Okay, what I do is, one of the things that I do is I send a part of my mind to the center of the cosmos where the records are held in trust for us by the cherubim angels. This is one of their functions. They have several, but the ones that I'm communicating with to search your records are the ones that hold the records for all souls. And there are moments when Source asks for an individual's record, and the cherubim will turn that record over to Source. Source reviews it for information that they are interested in and then sends it back to the cherubim, and there is an emblem that is put on the cover of the record. They show me an individual's records as if it were a book. It's not quite a book. It's vibration that is circular in nature, and it sits on a magnetic spot that you might say holds it together and contains it, and it is to allow it to be treated as an individual record. And as I approach them, the cherubim is there. They show themselves as the female attribute. They are androgynous, of course, but they show themselves to me as the female because they have this instinct towards Earth and the people on Earth as if they were a mother or a sister. They're very nurturing. So they show themselves as the female version of the cherubim. And there is, in your record, it is swirling all around the surface of your record, this green light on the surface of it, which means when your soul was created and it was called forth out of nothingness, your soul was called forth during the time when Source was reviewing the plan for healing and healers in general. Your soul and the group of souls that you were created with was created under this ray of green, and it is a very distinctive shade on the cover because it has an overlay of gold or more towards the yellow tinge. Your cover would look like new grass in the springtime. You know, there's a distinct color mm-hmm. about green in the spring, which I'd say new grass, new buds. It's this distinctive shade of green. That is the cover. That is the color of your cover. Very distinctive because you have these great healing abilities. You have used these healing abilities over many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow is the determination or the desire. It is the direction in which you focus your soul energy in this healing aspect. I see you in the temples in, the first one that is coming to mind is in Greece. There was in Greece, of course, what would be the Sibyl, the one who would be foretelling the future, but you did not follow that line. You were in the healing temples. You were in the healing temples in Atlantis. I see you there in the white robes working with color and sound. In the temple, beautiful, rejuvenating the physical form. I also see you in the temples in Egypt. And there is a particular, it's kind of like a headband that you're wearing there. that you that was designating your office as a healer. So you've come from a very long, strong background as a healer, and it is what is happening right now. Your soul is prompting you to awaken to that. You have several different directions that you can go as a healer. What they are showing me is, even though you think you're not working in healing right now, you really are, that you work on the inner planes as you sleep. So even though you feel that you haven't started your healing activity yet, you really are. They are showing me where during sleep time you have been projecting yourself to, I wanted to see if this was China or Miramar, and they tell me that you are going to both places working with healing as you sleep at night, that you know how to bring the energies from the healing energies from the upper planes to the individuals who need that healing. So recently that has been your activity during sleep time. They also show me that you work with the animal kingdom. Apparently you're very fond of animals. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I love them. And I always want to heal them, too.
Well, you work with the animals do not have souls quite like human beings. Their soul is more in a group soul, and you are working with healing that group soul so that they would become more individualized. I don't know if that would resonate with you, because you do that during sleep time. Does that have a sense of understanding about that?
Yes, it might even be a lot of animals I've known. I might be healing them, while, even though some of them are deceased, so when they come back, they'll be healthier.
Yeah, so that's a big part of your healing ability. But you see, what you're being prompted to do right now, even though you have done all of this work during sleep time, you as an entity, the ego person that you are, that is associated with that soul living on this earth plane, wants to feel and see the connection of healing. And so what your soul is prompting you to do is to bring this healing into your conscious waking moments, so that you can receive more joy from this. In other words, there is a longing here in your soul to feel the joy as you see individuals and animals being healed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So, see, even though you've been doing this healing during sleep time, your soul wants more. Your soul wants to share in the joy of those who have been healed, so that you can actually see and feel and connect with those that you are working with. And so it is, your soul is prompting you now to bring this from the inner planes to the outer planes, to materialize on the surface what you've been doing all along. And so the inspiration here would be trust. You see, it's very difficult in the very beginning for souls to take that first step towards believing in themselves that they actually can do this. So you've come here, you're listening to this, your consciousness is reflecting upon this because someone else is telling you that you can do this. You see, the deep recesses of your heart knows that you can, but there's a part of the ego of who you are, this mind, this person that you are, this person by the name of Renee, needs to be told, apparently, that Renee, you can do this. It is like a confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the very beginning, when we first start with our spiritual quest, so to speak, confirmation is a very important part of our journey. There is something about humanity that needs this encouragement. We need for someone else to say, yes, I'm not crazy. I'm really doing this. I know how to do it.
And I always tell people I'm not crazy. And the things I've said,
yes,
and now they're happening. And they're saying,
so Carolyn Evers is telling Renee that she has this ability. And what I would like for you to do right now, what I'm being prompted to tell you now is take your hands and look at your hands. Look at the palms or the backs, however you wish to do it. The palms are fine. And don't close your eyes a little bit, that so you can see sort of your hands through the cracks of your eyes, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And I would close your eyes a little bit so you just see out of what looks like a little slit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now don't look at your hands. Look around your hands now. What I'm trying to get you to do is look at your hands with your spiritual eyes so that you can see the energy that is coming from your hands. So you're kind of squinting. I think the word would be squinting. You're looking at them kind of squinting. Don't look at the hands themselves, but look at the energy as it comes off of your hands. It almost looks like the sun shimmering on maybe a tree that is wet, and you see those little rays as the trunk of the tree is drying out. Look something like that. Are you seeing that yet?
No. But I know it's there.
Okay, you're not seeing it, but intuitively you know it's there.
I've known it was there a long time.
Okay, this is, it's not exactly your proof per se, but it is your encouragement. See, you know that it's there, and so the next step is, you've been told that you can do it. Now the next step is to bring this into the physical plane. Now, how do you proceed starting with this? Because that's the next step. Renee needs to actually start with this. Is there some animal, some person who maybe is not well at the moment that you can work with them?
I do this without somebody's knowledge to help them, because they've asked for help, but they don't believe
okay.
in certain things, but I do it anyway. Like from my house, they don't even live near me.
Okay, well then you know that you're doing it. Now, what is your, you don't have to give me specifics about your health challenges, but where is it? Your legs, your arms?
It all started in my stomach.
Okay.
Stomach colon. But it's other places now.
Yeah, because other systems have been involved with that. Here's what I would like for you to do. I want you to take your hands, not necessarily now, but work with this. Take your hands when you're in a meditative state, or when you feel that you can activate this healing aspect of yourself. And I want you to place them on the body parts that is healing this. Matter of fact, right now, take your hands and put your hands on the abdominal area.
I did it before you said it.
Okay, now, as you are doing this, are you feeling a emotion? Could be, I want to give you some things like, you know, fear or anger, sense of loss, jealousy. See, you might have to do this in a meditative state. See, there's an energy there. Yes, you need healing, but there is an energy, there's a negative energy behind the condition that has cause a reaction in the physical, and you might have to be in a meditative state to pick this up. But have you ever felt a negative emotion? Like I gave you a few examples.
Yes, I all the time. Not jealousy, but anger, unforgiveness. Things like that, yes, because some things were done very unfairly. And I know I've been told by somebody, an acquaintance of mine told me, all you have to do is forgive and you'll be healed instantly. And I said, that's easier said than done for me.
Okay, see, this is exactly what I wanted to be discussing on this from this book that I'm talking about. You have already accomplished the first part of this. You have felt the emotion, and what we have here is a past life, that this is stuck emotions from a past life is what this is, and you can clear it. And what the individual said to you about forgiveness, yes, that has something to do with that. You don't necessarily have to know the past life that you were involved with. Just know that this is from a past life. Now, you must feel the emotion. In other words, this emotion that we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
feel it right now. You know that it's there, but feel it. Do you feel the emotion yet?
I'm working on my anger. I don't think it ever really leaves me.
Listen, you might not be able to do this now because we're talking on the radio and it's like, but when we get off of the radio, sit with your hands in that abdominal area and go into the meditative state and feel the emotion. Feel that anger. This is only stuck energy from a past lifetime that wasn't cleared. So you feel that emotion, and then what you do is you call. See, you have the right to do this. You have the right to call down God's white light. So you feel the emotion, you call down God's white light, you either see this or you do it intuitively, and you take that anger, you turn it over to the white light. What you're asking and intending to do is that God's love transmutes this stuck energy and releases it. I know you can do this.
Yeah, I have to let go, because I think he does a good job, but he said he's working with one stubborn mule. And he said,
now listen,
what's
if you,
the matter with
you now, Renee, if you can't do this yourself, then because see what might be here is a pattern. If this has happened through many lifetimes, it then forms a pattern and it becomes harder for the individual to clear it. So what I want you to do is not next Saturday, but the Saturday after, call into my show when Charlene is here, and she is an energy worker, and she will work with you to release that.
What time would that be?
Same time as this, except it's 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
Oh.
So work with this yourself. You see, if it's a pattern, it becomes more difficult for you to release it because you might have gone through several different lifetimes where this particular energy, if you don't clear it after three lifetimes, you form a pattern and then you attract that. In other words, like attracts like.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I attracted some of the same people. That's why I know I'm angry and I'm working on forgiveness. After one thing happens, which will going to happen pretty soon, a couple months, then I can forgive one person because I'll have taken care of the matter my way. The
and
other
that's
person,
fine.
I don't know.
Forgiveness is fine, but it's also good just to be able to clear it. I'm not saying don't forgive. I mean, forgive them, but also clear them so we can get rid of these symptoms that you're having. Because see, what you're seeing now is you started out in the abdominal area and you didn't clear it you didn't clear it right away, and then it starts bringing in other symptoms in the body. And so we need to clear this before other symptoms spread to other parts of the body. In other words, other systems are included in this.
Right. What I call these people is what I have in my body. And it, and a lot of people have this. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
But not on not the level I have it, because I didn't clear it soon enough. So now it's a major thing.
That's exactly what happened. So Renee, I told you how you do this when you're working by yourself, and if it is an ingrained pattern that's happened over several different lifetimes, an energy worker might be necessary to help you. So not next Saturday, but the Saturday after. We have a Charlene and I are on every other Saturday, and we were just on yesterday. So mark it on your calendar if you can't clear this on your own, and we'll work with it. See, Charlene goes into the quantum field, works with God's energy and God to clear for you what you're not able at this moment perhaps to do for yourself. So can
yeah,
you
because
do that?
My animal sense this, and they say, oh, we don't, you know, they're not with me anymore, but they say, oh, if she gets angry at somebody, uh-oh.
You know, it's
and it's the person that, and not everybody, just the person that's why I call them that. But the animals know, they can feel it, and they say, oh boy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. See, you have connection with the animals, so you can pick up that fact that they sense this, and they truly do. Animals work with healing with people, and if you have a place of pain, many times, you know, like a kitty cat will sit in your lap on that place, working, trying to help you with it. They really are companions for healing.
Right. Well, the whole thing is we have to get better, too, because they can pick up what we have and then they can get sick.
Interesting how it works, isn't it, dear?
Yes, it is.
Well, and bless also, you.
God bless you. Can I ask you just one thing?
Sure.
Somebody told me that, and I don't want to end up doing that because I have a tendency to be that because I'm empathic.
Uh-huh.
They said when I work with people that are ill, I could pick up now their illness. Now, I know I set my intention not to get what anybody has, but is there something else you can do too?
Yeah, you can break the energetic connection. You take your hand and... Let me see if I can do it. Describing it to you might be a little bit more difficult. You take your hand, you kind of make a circle over the top of your head. You make the circle in a counterclockwise direction down over your whole body. And then you take your arms and put them up and bring them down and when you do that, you're making that intention to cut the energetic connection between you and the person that you're working with. It's an energy thing. And so every time you work with a person, it is always good to clear your aura. And that's one way that you can do it.
Oh, that's interesting.
You can also use essential oils. Angelica is one of the oils that helps protect the energy field from discordant energies. So you have the intention, you use the hands with the intention to break it. You can also use energetic oils. I'm sure there's other ways too. And it's always good before you work with someone to call in God's protection.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I work and other people that I work with, before we even begin, you align yourself with God, and you align yourself with God because what you do is you're requesting that you're using God's energies to do this and not your own. You don't want to deplete your own personal energies, but when you're healing or you're working with healing, you wish to use God's energies and not your own physical energy.
Right, because a lot of people get sick when they use their own.
Well, yes, you can, because you know, you're in partnership with God when you do this. So you call upon God, you ask for God's protection, you see yourself being aligned with God's energies. As God's energies comes down to earth for healing, you are simply the conduit. it is God that is doing this. And in asking for God's protection and giving God the praise and glory that it is God doing this, you are simply, the person who is cooperating with this.
Well,
and I think that if you align yourself with God, you do the protection, you disconnect your field energetically, you will be fine.
I'll have to practice it. I do what I know and something you told me, because we're the vehicle and he just works through us.
That's right.
I was taught this a long time ago and saying, okay,
now
I have to protect me.
Yeah, and then there's some people also use what they call blocking angels. You see the energy of the angels in green light. You make a circle around your body in one direction, going from left to right. And then you take that same green energy going from the opposite direction. So you've got two movements of energy around you in the opposite directions.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
I can't hear you, dear. Speak up.
Where are you located?
What?
Are you in California or another area?
No, I'm in on the East Coast.
Where on the East Coast?
Maryland.
Not bad. Oh, I will be connecting with you then.
Darling, you can connect with
anybody. I'd like to see it visually, because I know the things you're talking about. I learned this about 30 years ago, but I like to see somebody do it before I do it. I feel better.
Okay, sweetheart. Call us back in 2 weeks.
Thank you so much. God bless you and have a fabulous week.
You too, Renee.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, it's always interesting how when I choose a topic for the day that people call in and actually demonstrate what we're talking about. This information that we've been talking about, the general information, comes from a channeled work, Chaos Before Creation, A Cosmic Fire Dance. You can find that on my website at carolynevers.com. And what we started talking about comes from the appendix of that particular book, Working on Health Problems from an Energetic Point of View. And when I took down this information, this really is a magnificent work. Like I said, it's 13 masters all on healing, different aspects of healing. I really hadn't begun my clearing on fear. I really did not understand it. In my particular case, this one really relates to me, and so I wanted to share this with you, and it was the reason why I use this as a topic today. Fear. They're telling us that the cause of fear is our experiences of violent physical death in one or more lifetimes. And these fear issues started coming up, and I found that this is exactly what my fear issues were related to. I had been a warrior in many lifetimes, with the Knights Templar, for instance, many times with them, and other periods of history. And, of course, when you lose the battle, the victor, this is the way it happened, folks. It's not the way it's going to be now, but it's the way it happened, is the victor had all the spoils, and those that lost suffered violent physical death, and it happened lifetime after lifetime. And so I realized that my physical problems that had to do with fear was around this, and it took a lot of clearing on my part. And then the effects, the things that can happen if this energy body, this stuck energy, is not cleared from the energy body, what could happen was the shutting down of organ functions. Many results can appear from high blood pressure to heart attacks. Well, this was so fascinating because this was my problem, the high blood pressure. When the elevated blood pressure came, when I started suffering from that effect, I didn't know about this, unfortunately. And I went to the doctors, and what do? They put you, and I'm not suggesting that anybody take this path. I'm just discussing my own personal, I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling you my own experience. I got the medication for blood pressure, couldn't take any of it because I would have these terrible bouts with this elevated blood pressure. Nothing agreed with me. The doctor kept putting me on different medication. And in my particular case, I then found that it was fear. I started to recognize that when I had these bouts of this high blood pressure, I was feeling this great fear, and I didn't know where it was from. I had this fear that I was dying, and I have to tell you, it was a terrible experience that I went through until I started to understand that this was past lifetime work that I had to clear. And when I learned that and I started clearing these past lifetimes, in the beginning I didn't understand how to do it myself, but then it really was a pattern from many lifetimes. And so I've worked with energy healers like Charlene and others, and we were clearing all of this residue of this fear from past lifetimes. And the bottom line is my blood pressure is I mean, I am just delighted where my blood pressure is, and I'm not on medication. And I'm not suggesting that anybody give up their medication. If you're on medication, stay on it. But in addition to that, work on some of these other elements that might come up and just see how it works for you. Now, there is something else that I don't hear people complaining about because maybe they don't recognize it, and that is a sense of loss. You know, sometimes we have this sense of loss and we don't exactly understand it. Why do I have this feeling that I've lost something? And yet it's almost kind of a grieving aspect. And what they tell us in Chaos Before Creation is that this is usually a past life memory where the mission wasn't completed or the soul thought the mission was not completed. And so if you don't work on clearing this, that some of the effects could be that you would have problems with the heart or circulatory system. This, I do believe, is is really prevalent in our society today, and that is being a victim or feeling a victim. How many times do we have relationships, whether it's marriage or casual relationships, work-related relationships, where a person felt that they were the victim in a situation? And the cause of that is not claiming your power. My golly, that was another one that I had to learn. And claiming your own power. And so some of the effects from that would be it could happen in any part of the body, and it usually requires another individual to help to bring the results into your world that you're looking for. So let me give you the number. Call in like Renee did. You might have something that we could help you clear or some further information on this. I'm finding more and more from working with people, from your phone calls, from the readings that you ask with the Akashic readings, that so much of what we're going through is from past lifetimes. And this is the time when we are clearing all of this because ascension is on the horizon. In other words, this is the time when all of this is coming forth to be cleared because we need to be moving on to another future that is a higher elevation than what we are living on this plane today. And so the energies have been coming to Earth. You see, this is what is happening. God is sending these energies to Earth. It is coming through the sun in the sunspot activity. It's coming through gateways. It's coming through the eye of Isis. We've talked a lot about that. And so these energies are coming to Earth. It is affecting our DNA. It is clearing the physical body. It is bringing this up to be cleared. It is a gift to us. When we're suffering, it doesn't seem like a gift, but it is an opportunity. That's where the gift is. It's giving us the opportunity to clear all of this block energy from past lifetimes. Folks, if you resonate to any of this, you have questions or comments, give us a call, 877-876-5227. So, are there others out there who feel perhaps they might be a healer? That maybe you're not working consciously on that level? I would say probably if you're not working consciously, you really are working during dream time, during the dream state. You know, our body rests during sleep and repairs itself. But the spirit, number one, cannot be contained in the body as it is resting. It has to explore. It does other work during those times. Sometimes we dream about this work, or our dreams might be issues that we're not facing during the waking state. The Elder Brothers call this the back door. Our dream state is the back door to reach our consciousness because we're not facing something in the front door. Which reminds me that it's a good idea to have paper and pencil nearby to write down your dreams, because your soul is talking to you. And as soon as you come into the conscious state, into the beta state, where we are now, I'm talking to you, I'm in beta, the brain is going through a fast cycle right now. We forget those points of inspiration that we have learned during the dream state. So write down your dreams. Sometimes it takes three dreams to bring forth all of the information on a particular topic. Now, getting back to health problems, clearing health problems from an energetic point of view, apparently there's nobody out there besides our latest caller that has any kind of health problems. I love it. I think it's wonderful. You have no comments. Everybody's healthy. No complaints. Everybody's cool, just walking along. Give me a call in case I'm mistaken. 877-876-5227. I know you like listening to me, but give us a call. Now, one of there's a couple notes here. I'm not going through all of the different emotions and how that might surface, how the stuck energy might surface in the form of symptoms. Anyway, we've got a caller. We're going to stop. And your name?
Oh, hi, Carolyn. This is Marcia calling back. How are you today, dear?
Hi, Marcia. What can we do for you, dear?
Oh, well, I just wondered if you could maybe do a brief reading on my relationship problems that I called about a few weeks ago. I think I'm getting closer to a choice, but I'm trying to shut that off. There we go. Sorry, Carolyn.
Oh, you had that feedback, huh?
Yeah, I was listening to your program. I enjoy it so much, and all your work.
Interesting topic today, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're all working on emotional clearing and all kinds of things. I know that different physical things have improved for me, so that's really good. But I guess I would like to see if you have any insights about the relationship, because I did what you said, but it didn't seem to work, you know. About a month ago, you said to just kind of communicate with this higher self and everything. And I'm just sort of feeling like now is the time, but I'm kind of in a quandary as to what step next. I've been looking at houses and nothing seems right. And, you know, I just feel as though I'm supposed to take this bold move, but I'm not very bold. Normally I am bold, but this is something special because I still have feelings for my husband. So I just wondered if you were seeing anything in the records or anything.
Well,
anything
you know,
you
this is the step when a person decides to make this step, whether they're male or female. It's a very difficult choice
yeah.
to make because you spent a lot of years with an individual, and there were happy times. You remember those, and so there's all kinds of connections that a person has. And
yeah.
when someone decides to change that relationship, it's very difficult. Whether you're bold or not, this is difficult. And, yes, working with their higher mind, how that works, you see, what you sent to his higher mind is there until he decides to accept it. It's like a container. And when you send these loving thoughts and you send the energy of healing and love to his higher mind, his soul holds that. And when he's ready to receive it, then it filters through to him. See, what that's telling you is he's chosen not to accept that. You can send people your love, and they still have free will whether they're going to accept it or not. And so that's where that situation is. If you haven't seen changes in how he's relating to you, he's decided not to accept it. But don't stop sending it. Even though he hasn't accepted it yet, don't stop sending it. Now, I think what you're saying is, at this point, you're choosing to move on. Is that what you're saying?
I feel as though, actually, to explain it, when we're talking about working with the monad and the higher soul, I feel like that choice was already made, as though I'm moving into this. But I'm finding it very conflicting on the lower levels, and also because of his possessiveness, etc., and because I'm kind of in a search mode for places, and I get different messages from my guides, John Lennon in particular, who works with me and gave me a message that maybe I should even think about going to a nicer climate and I shouldn't even be in this area. So I've got too many options going, and I just wondered if you could connect.
Well, from
in
a
there.
Practical point of view,
mm-hmm.
What we're in right now is our choices. And we're up here. We've got 2 minutes. Golly.
What, oh, I didn't realize you were that
No,
close
you know,
to...
time goes by so fast. Here's what I would do for you, but we just don't have the time to do it, Marcia. I would go to your records and see what commitment you made with your husband, if this was lifetime or if this had a time limit to it. I think that's one thing you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't necessarily make commitments with people for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably have 1 minute right now. Would you call back next Sunday?
Yes, or maybe just sign up for one of the readings or something, you know.
Now, you see, if you signed up for a reading, that would be very helpful because we could really explore a lot of options. One of the things would be what your commitment with him, how long that is. The other one is where your mission is spiritually. You see, you might be being called right now to pick up another aspect of your spiritual mission that you can't accomplish with him. And, darling, we are past our time, and I've got to say goodbye. Do one of the things.
Thank you much.
Yeah, order
much
a reading
love and
or call back.
Darling.
Bless you, darling.
Okay, bless you, dear. Thank you for a wonderful show. Bye
yes.
now.
And for all of you out there, next Sunday, call me back, listen. I'm delighted to attend to all of you. Goodbye for now, my friends.
Goodbye. Thank you.
$1,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.